nga tumwebaza mu linnya erya Mukama waffe Yesu.
You can sit down.
Ekigambo kya Katonda okuyita muntu mirondo ya
witnessomusumba
Sambosa batwongereyo
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo abooluganda.
Musiibye
mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
Welcome back in the first aspect. We finish now the fullness of God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit together with His glory.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Greet
once again your neighbor.
And
wish them the best, which come from God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Tell them may God provide for them. And that you too give me more time to understand him. That you never lack what you need in this life. And in serving him. That he fulfills 2 Peter. Chapter 1:3. Divine authority has given us all we need for life. And for serving him. And by name and voice. Apostle Ronald Hope Witness. Together with Pastor Bosa. And our Bible reader, Teacher Isaac. We love you all.
Who
decided to seek the one true God. And Christ Jesus is sent.
And
we are led by the Spirit of the Lord. He is spoken of in Proverbs 1:23. And the Father says, if you accept my rebuke, I will pour my Spirit upon you. And He will draw you to understand my words. Even today we've come back.
But
the Holy Spirit may reveal us the deep secrets of God, even the ununderstandables, like we hear in 1 Corinthians 2:9-11. We were revealed to us by the Spirit of the Lord. For the Spirit of the Lord searches even the ununderstandable deeper things of God.
And
He connects them scripture by scripture, command by command, there a little and there a little.
And
He gives us their full knowledge. And we face in the new generation with the full knowledge of God. And this is the ministry. Moves on to fulfill the call of our nation, Uganda. To prepare all nations for the second coming of the Lord Jesus.
And
the passing away of heavens and earth which are. As we preach the gospel of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, and the new heavens and the new earth. And we resume to rebuild the church of Christ, the children of God, they led by the Spirit of the Lord, and not buildings. May God bless you. Today we are moving on to move on to know the schemes of the devil unto God and unto His church. And we are separating the Spirit of the Lord and His works of righteousness from the Spirit of the devil and its works of unrighteousness. We reach to separate a seal engraved upon us by the Spirit of God, the seal of the 7 spirits of God, which are in Isaiah 11 from verse 1 and 2, which appear within the lampstand, like Revelations 4:5. And to separate this from the seal of the devil, The number 666. Like Revelation 13, from verse 15 to 17, which moves on to be explained to us. And it is said, the devil was an anointed cherubim from the seven spirits of the Lord. But when he fell, the spirit of the Lord was broken from him and remained on the six spirits. And they got to be cast.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Because
he was the third cherubim,
he
decided to create the number 666 to be his seal from the spirit of the wisdom twisted, the understanding which is not right, the counsel which is false, the power which is not good, the knowledge which is not good, and the fear which is not right. Because it was the third cherubim, he created that number 666. It was able to put in place his Trinity. Like
we
read about in Revelation 16, verse 12 and to 14. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
And there we begin to see the three demonic spirits which appear like frogs. They come from the mouth of the dragon, the devil, the mouth of the beast, where Jezebel sits, the first fallen angel to fall and join on the devil, and from the mouth of the false prophets, the one chosen from the human beings led by the spirit of the devil. Now that Trinity, where we've been seeing how these six move, and we saw the first six, which those twisted six spirits.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
The
wisdom and understanding which is false. The counsel which is false. The power which is not good. The knowledge which is not right. And the fear which is not right. And the devil is responsible over the first six. Jezebel on the second six. Like we've been seeing. But where we're going to be winding up, what concerns the second six,
we've
seen the mother of all abominations, the mother of adulterers, and how she's reigned over people,
bring
them the number 666. When we begin to see the false prophets, we are to head to see the third six. To enter to see the right Christ in his church and the false Christ in the churches.
But
they are appearing the false Christ and the false prophets.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
reason why the second six enters us to see the right Christ and his church and the false Christ and their churches.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So,
now today we are winding up the seven mountains where the adultery sits to reign the nations, clans, and languages.
We can
grab upon them the number 666. And we are in the next phase of the seventh head or the seventh mountain where the adultery sits. The healthy sector,
yes,
or the healthy mountain.
Amen.
Yes, he was.
Praise
Amen.
Jesus. The healthy mountain, or the head concerning health, of the beast, the kingdom of the devil. Revelation 17, verse 9, it states this.
Revelation 17,
verse 9.
Awe wali omwoyo ogulina amagezi. Emitu omusanvu zensozi omusanvu omukazi zatuddeko.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Yetagisa okubeera n'omwoyo ogulina
amagezi. We need to have the spirit of wisdom.
Naye amagezi.
But wisdom
tegali wantu wonna
is not elsewhere
wabula mu kigambo kya Katonda
but within the word of God
ngera butero okulira mu Yeremiya suri omunana
just as we hear in Jeremiah 8
olunyoro omunana pa kolo 10
from verse 8 to 10
ndio banga baganye kigambo kya
if they rejected my word
kali magezi kya kali mu
now what wisdom is within them
so kusobola okutegeera emitwe gino omusanvu
ever understand the seven heads
eranga lero kwe tuli ku mutwe guno ogwo omusanvu
just as we are on the seventh head today
era olusozi olwo omusanvu
and the seventh mountain
omwezi kwa tulofuga manga
gona where adulterous seeds reign over all nations and this is the healthy mountain the healthy sector mountain of the kingdom of the devil which is known as the kingdom of the beast of this world
praise Jesus Amen.
We pass through God's word to move on to understand
and
just as he told us when he
based
in Isaiah 28 from verse 9 to 13 who will he teach knowledge. Will he be made to understand what is preached?
Well,
it's going to be command by command.
2 to 4 commands.
2 to 4 commands. Scripture by scripture. 2 to 4 scriptures. To get from the different books. We connect spiritual things with spiritual truth. As we join a word upon a word, we can get to be revealed. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
2 major words in this head. The seventh head upon the beast. We know the beast is the kingdom of the devil. We call the seventh mountain where the Lord sits. There are 2 things here. The head of the beast, the seventh head, in it there is the word he came to steal, kill and destroy.
It
has no life he can give you. But we have Jesus, the way, the truth, and our life. These are fighting together. The battle of the devil has failed as we've reached now. And those words are going to be fighting each other.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Those 3 words are fighting each other. We know that the seven. Let's read there. John 14, verse 6. The one who owns life. That's the Lord Jesus. Like this on the issue of life.
John 14, verse
6.
Yesu namugamba nti nze kubo namazima n'obulamu.
Yeye kubo buki?
He is the way, the truth and life.
Teri kintu kira kigenda kuwa bulamu.
Nothing else is to give you life.
Era teri mazima malaro kujja ko ye.
No any other truth besides him.
Era kubirinzo kuongera mbulamu obuddako.
And the way to lead you the next life.
Liri na yeke nyeni.
It's him himself.
Ontegedde bulungi.
Are we together?
Agati jukira.
Now remember,
tulabye ebigambo bisatu.
We've seen 3 words.
Ekubo,
the way,
obulamu,
the way, life,
n'amazima,
and the truth.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Naye tujukira nti siru ya Katonda.
We remember the seal of God.
Naye yatambulira wakati wa Kitaffe Mwana
Omuntu. It moved between the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Tubiro jijukira bulungi.
I think you remember it clear.
Naye ng'omuntukuvu yagenda mu maaso n'okugitusaako.
The Holy Spirit moved on to put it upon us. Before I go far, let me introduce you to 3 words. That's right.
So,
3 words, truth and life. One of it is the case which comes from the first seal, the first seven. It means you have to do this. Right,
where,
life, and truth. 7.
It's
what we've been fighting with for long. Have you written the 3 words? Have you written down? He has told us, repeat verse
John
14, verse 6.
Yokana isura ya 10 nanyo nyirwa mukaga.
John 14 verse 6.
Yesu namugamba ati nze kubo namazima n'obulamu.
Ye kubo
is the way.
amazima,
the truth,
n'obulamu,
and the life.
What are the kubo?
Where is put the way?
Put 1:7. Amazima,
the truth,
musanvugumu,
put another 7.
Obulamu,
the life,
musanvugumu,
put the third 7.
Ntegedde bulo.
Are we together?
Bulijjo tutambulira nga tunoonya
seal. Although we've moved through this looking for the seal of God.
Kitegeeza omwoyo wa amazima.
It means it's the spirit of truth.
Yakola seal weyo.
He who makes this seal.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Ati bano balwanagana bulijjo mu.
These all long have been fighting.
Nga kyonna kye tubali tuwanagana kikwatagana ku byabulamu.
All we fought for has been concerned in life.
Yesu yebazibu.
Amen.
Yesu yebazibu nnyo.
Amen.
Then tulina omubbi ono.
Now we have this thief.
Ku byobulamu talina ate obulamu n'aka.
On life he has nothing like life.
Sitaani oyo talina.
The devil, he has nothing.
Ye mubbi bubbi.
He is a thief.
Yajja kubba.
He came to steal.
Okutta n'okola ki?
To kill and to destroy.
Atusome. Eri Yokana 8 meka?
John
10:10.
Yokana 10:10.
Yokana esula 10 n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi.
John chapter 10 verse 10.
Omubbi tajja wabula okubba n'okutta n'okuzikiriza.
Ebintu biri bimeka?
There are three things.
Agati wano olutalo lubadde
bbanga. Now the battle has been here all along.
Eh, kageri kitugenda otemako omuntu emitwe gyonna egisitandi n'esolo gisanyawo.
To cut off all the heads of the devil and destroy the beasts.
Kabigwere wano.
Let's wind that up here.
Amen.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus.
Katukakase.
Let's prove.
The
have a life he offers or is a thief just? Now, what are we
going to
do? Write them down on each, write a 6 upon them. Make 3 or 6. Devil, what unto you?
Yes, we must
praise Jesus.
John
10:10, he has said, he came to steal, write still, and write 6 on his
on the side.
First, write all the 3 words. He came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Now divide your 6 among each word to make 3 or 6. That's what he's been doing all along. He has no life to offer.
Musimba God.
He's having a life here.
In this,
have you seen the devil offering life here? Even if you don't study even much, let's go home. For here you've finished the devil. God has appeared clear. Even the devil, we have seen him. The heads of the beast have been cut off very well. And the beast is no more existing.
Amen.
At least
we have to trample everyone to destroy it.
Cut the
toys and its legs and all the horns down. But the words have been written around these ones all along. You know, we get from wisdom into more wisdom.
Amen.
We've
been in the fullness of God before. Even here he's begun to give us other things. Even other eyes of the 666. And the eyes of the 777.
Bring
out these words, they are enough to them to get out of the ish deal.
Amen.
The other 666. I'm going to summarize the entire thing.
We give up.
Without taking you anywhere, it starts to kill you and destroy you.
jukira tasanyawo kintu
kyonna but he's just been a causer
olumala okubanga akozesa ebibi
stealing, he makes you do evil.
Tempera ekibi nga kufa.
And the wage of sin is death.
Oluvannyuma lw'okufa okwo n'oganoza aliba
ogw'okufa. After that death, he refused to get born again.
Era mu Kristo Yesu.
In the Christ Jesus.
Oba oyina kwolekera nyanja ya
muliro. Have to hit the lake of fire.
So tewabadde bulamu mu bintu
byonna. Now, it has not been life in the things of the devil.
Wadde nga tugenda kunyonyoka ebigambo bino bisatu.
Though we are to be explained of the three words.
Naye n'obulamu bwennyini obutandikirwako bwokka bwe buti.
Even the life which is the starting life.
Oba omubiri guno.
Of this body.
Nabo abadde talina gwakuwakuwa
nabali. Yet nothing he gives you of it.
Talina muddo.
There is no grassy offers.
Nti yabadde akuwa eddagala.
That is the one who's giving you the herbs and
treatment. Si mmere.
It's not food.
Nti yabadde akuwa.
That has been giving you.
Yakuza.
Is he the one who makes it grow?
Yateekamu ebirungo.
Did he put in the ingredients?
Tewali kintu kyonna kyabadde asobola kukola wadde.
He has been able to work upon.
Era abadde basinze emizimu mbuzi babikulira eddagala. Teri ddagala mu mizimu.
Who have been worshiping demon to reveal his.
Bali babadde babbabubbi eddagala lya Mukama.
Others have been stealing the herbs of God.
N'emmere ye
and his food.
Tuvula Katonda yagamba eggwanga lyonna limunyaga munyaziri.
The whole nation they are robbers.
N'abagattamu ku kitaani yajja okubba.
Devil came to steal.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Mu Yokane suli 8:14.
In John 8 verse 14.
Natunyonyola ku mikage.
He explains us of this concerning the six.
Yokane suli 8. Olunyiriri.
Olwana mwenye.
Yokana isula eyomunana n'olunyirwana mwenya.
John 8 verse 44.
Mwe muli ba kitamwe setani. Era mwagala okukola okwegomba kwa kitamwe. Oyo okuva ku lubereberye ye musi so tiyanywerera mazima. Kubanga amazima tegali mu ye. Bwayogera obulimba ayogera ekiva mu bibye. Kubanga ye mulimba era kitaye w'obulimba.
Ndowooza owuliddeyo ebintu byonna byabadde
akola. I think you hear the things he's been doing.
Kulimba bulimbi.
He's a liar.
Era bekobana ne Jezebeli.
And they conduct with Jezebel.
Okuyita mu by'obulamu buno.
Through the hell peak mountain.
Muto guno ogw'omusanvu
ku nsonga. The seventh head on the beast.
Okufera abantu kubikwatagana n'ebyobulamu.
To count people concerning the healthy.
Okubabba.
To steal from them.
Oluvannyuma bafe.
And after they will die.
N'oluvannyuma bazikirize.
And after they get to be destroyed.
Tewali nteekateeka yonna.
There's no any preparation.
Yabwa kabaka bwabwe kubeerawo.
Their kingdom to exist.
Kusinzira ku messages ofunye.
Messages you've gotten.
Gwe bw'owuliddeyo bakugambyeko nti yajja kuwa bulamu.
Have you heard that I've said he came to give life?
Emikaaga gye gimaliriza na kuzikiriza
kukka. He seeks and he do destruction.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus.
Katugende mu maso.
Let's move on.
Tuzeyo wali eri.
We've gone back there.
Mu Yokana 10:10.
In John 10:10.
Yokana 10:10 n'olunyiriro 10.
John 10 verse 10.
Omubbi tajja wabula okubba n'okutta n'okuzikiriza.
Ebintu bibi yajja okukola biri bitya?
There are three things he came to do.
Era abitambulize emabega wa namba luka nkaaga
mu mukaaga. Move them behind the number 666.
Tubira ebyama bya buli kintu Mukama agezesa kubitubuulira.
Secrets of everything God will them.
Yajja kubba.
He came to steal.
Okutta.
To kill.
N'okuzikiriza.
And to destroy.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Subira ontegera bulungi kyengezako kuka.
I think you understand clear what I'm going to say.
Ani mubbi?
Who is the thief?
Satana.
Ati wandika kumukago okusoka wandika ko Satana.
Now on the right on the first six write the devil.
Kurago musi. Kumukago okusoka wandika kan. Kumukago okubiri wandika ko Jezebel.
The second six write Jezebel.
Obakale kulabuti. Yaje okubba
he came to steal
ye Satani yali kumukago okusoka oyinza obiteeka mulayire
thief steal
n'ogamba kumukago okusoka okutta Satani
okubba
yaje okubba
he came to steal
n'owandiika okubba wano waggulu n'oteekawo omukago ogusooka n'oteekawo okukola ki omukago ogusooka n'oteeka Satani wansi yaje okukola ki
okubba
okubba
still
omukago ogusooka Satani wansi
mbeere
mu layini ebigambo bisatu era okategedde then tugende kukola ki okutta kuba kati emirimu yagigabanyamu
killing
oteeka omukago ogwokubiri wansi
put the second six down and recruit Jezebel. This is involved in the killing. Are you done? Let's go to destruction. The third six. Put the false prophet. False prophets are very hard people. These are called
service
to hell for their ones on service to preach falsehood to people. Remember, the other has lied to you. This one has killed you.
The
false prophet does one thing: you have to lead and enter into destruction. You can't accept to see life, even to repent. Those are the religions and the beliefs you see under the sun, the wizards and the sorcerers. They
have put
a burden tied every person. They lie to you.
They
hold things of the devil. Know of one thing. Truthful life is Christ himself. Because we came from him. I want to hold and explain more. But the way we were stolen is the falsehood. Another bought us with nothing to buy us. He just lied and conned us. Praise
God
so much. When we speak of our life and its beginning, we want to speak of Christ. In John
14,
Yokana sura ya 14 n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
John 14 verse 6.
Yesu namugamba nti nze kubo n'amazima n'obulamu.
Katutandikidde ku kyabulamu.
Now we began from life.
Kubanga tuli kwera ku system y'ebyobulamu.
We speak of the life system now.
Entufu yani.
Who is the rightful life?
System y'ebyobulamu entufu ya Kristo.
What's the rightful system of life? It's Christ Jesus.
Live
long all things we fought in this world. For every beginning
of
existence of spirits on this world, in heavens and earth, we were gotten from him. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Yet we never existed because of any other person. According to what we read in John, John chapter 1 verse 16, he says this.
Yokane sule soka n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
John 1:16.
Kubanga kukujjula kwe ffe nakwe twaweebwa ekisa mu kifo ky'ekisa.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Nti ku bujjuvu bwa Mukama waffe Yesu.
From the fullness of the Lord Jesus.
Ffe nakwe twakola.
All of us we were given.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
So tewali kintu kyonna kyali kituwadde bulamu
okubeerawo kwaffe. And there's nothing else would have given us life for our existence.
Wano kusoose ne twogera nnyo kulamu bw'omwoyo kwaffe.
We've first spoken of the life of our spirits.
Tunaatera okwogera kulamu bw'emibiri gyaffe.
We're about to speak of the life of our bodies.
Naye ne just n'entandikwa y'omwoyo gw'okubeerawo.
If the beginning of a spirit exists,
teri ku maama wo batatawo.
It's not upon your mother, your father,
oba jajjaawo,
or your grandfather or mother.
Oba emizimu y'abaafa.
Or even the demons of the dead. It's upon the Lord Jesus.
So but we are going to be able to.
Now when you speak of real life,
we must
face Christ Jesus. None of us ever existed before he existed.
From
his fullness which we are given a portion of the spirit to exist.
So but we are going to.
When we speak of life and its beginning, we speak of Christ. But there is a thief who robbed us from that life and it took us into destruction.
That's
what we're going to get explained more.
There
is no life no matter what to the devil. Even in the falsehood is lied to you. Another says, I'm alive because of my mother. That you're lying. It's not by your father. It's not by your uncle, neither your auntie.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
In John 15, from verse
1
to
5,
Jesus explained these words concerning our existing. John
15,
from verse
1. ne kitange ye mulimi. Buli ttabi eriri mu nze eritabala bibala aliggyawo. Na buli eribala ebibala alirongoosa lyeyongerenga okubala. Mwekaakano mumaze okuba abalongoofu olw'ekigambo kye mbagambye. Mubeere mu nze nange mummwe. Ng'ettabi bwe litayinza kubala bibala lyokka bwe litabeera mu muzabbibu. Bwe kityo nammwe temuyinza bwe mutabeera mu nze. Nze muzabbibu, mwe matabi. Abeera mu nze nange mu ye. Oyo abala ebibala bingi kubanga watali nze temuliiko kye muyinza kukola.
Tewali kintu kyonna kye tuyinza kukola. Kubanga mwoyo mwe twajjibwa okulabisibwa
kwaffe.
Okusookera ddala ng'emyoyo
tetunnaba
kuwogera ku bulamu bw'omubiri
gwo.
Nejjukira ne sisitimu y'omulamu bw'omubiri gwo.
Remember the system of your body.
Tunaba tugisomako.
We only read of it.
Kitani talina kyagimanyi nako wadde.
The devil knows nothing of it.
Okujjako okugetaageta obugesi.
Except to fake and con you.
So bwe twogera ku by'obulamu.
When you speak concerning life.
Tuddira ddala tutegeera system y'ebyobulamu eyaddala.
Go back and understand the real system of life.
Ye Mukama waffe Yesu.
That's the Lord Jesus.
Iratiri system erimu enkana.
There is no system which will be equal to him.
Kubanga n'okubeera okw'emyoko gyava ku oyo.
Existing of spirits, they all came from him.
So ekintu kyonna ekirowoozo okujja obulamu abalala wonna.
Anything which thinks to get life from elsewhere.
Kitambulira mu bulimba.
It moves in falsehood.
Era kitambulira mu kufa n'okuzikirira.
Moves in death and destruction.
Ngamba nti kitambulidde wansi w'ennamba 6 mu
mukaaga. It's moved under the number 666.
Kiri sirudde mu kuzikirira.
It is sealed for destruction.
Naye omwoyo omutukuvu agamba.
The Holy Spirit says.
Mu Isaiah 5:1.
In Isaiah 51.
Onyo olusooka.
From verse 1.
Isaiah 5:1 n'olunyiriri olusooka. Mumpulirize. Mwe abagoberera obutuukirivu. Mwe abanoonya Mukama. Mutunuulire olwazi lwe mwatemebwako. N'obunnya bw'obuya bwe mwasimibwamu.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Olwazi ono.
That rock.
Kakama afu Yesu.
The Lord Jesus.
Obutonde bwonna obuli mu ggulu n'obuli ku
nsi. All creations in heavens and earth.
Obwasimibwa.
They which were planted.
Mwetwakwetwakwegamba yatuwa ku bulamu bwe.
He gave us of his life.
Tusobola okubeerawo.
It be existed.
So bwe twogera ku by'obulamu.
When we speak concerning life.
Nsuubira ova mu magezi amatono gwe tuba tutambulamu wansi
w'enjuba. Get from the little wisdom we've moved out of the sun with.
Kubanga obwakabaka bwa Satani obw'ensolo.
For the kingdom of the devil of the beast.
Bwatulemesezza ddala okutegeera ki kye bayita obulamu.
He that has to realize what really is called life.
Era ebiseera ebisinga.
But many times.
Bwe tugenda tusanyuka.
When we go to have joy.
Bwe tugenda ne. Abamu ne batamiira.
When others go to drink and get drunk.
Ne bakola obwenzi.
When others commit immorality.
Abalala.
Others.
Ne balya emmere.
And they eat food.
Ne bagamba baalidde obulamu.
And they said they ate life. They consumed it.
Era babadde mu bulamu.
And they were in life.
Naye ne bibogera wansi w'enjuba abantu babitegeera.
What we speak under the sun, people don't understand it.
Era sikakasa nti obulamu obuddala baabulidde
nabo. I'm not sure that really consumed of that life.
Kozi mu kigambo eky'okuzikirira nti baabadde bakola ebikolwa ebisaanyaawo obulamu.
In the word of destruction that did acts which destroy life.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Abantu bagamba.
People say.
Nti baanyumiddwa obulamu.
That they enjoyed life.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Naye Satani yabeera akimanyi.
The devil who knows it.
Nti ebikolwa bye yabakozesezza.
That the acts made them do.
Byayongeredde ddala osaanyaawo obulamu
bwabwe. They moved on to destroy their lives.
Era kituufu baabulidde
baabukendeezeza
olw'ebikolwa ebireeta okufa
kubanga
empeera ya buli kibi kwekola
yesitaani
abeera akimanyi gyaba abantu abatambuliza mu nnamba eri Yesu
yebazibwa.
So twebaza Mukama waffe Yesu.
Thank the Lord Jesus.
Olwazi kwe twatemebwa.
The rock from which you are cut.
Kubanga ayogerwako mu Peter ekyokubiri ekisooka.
Of in 1 Peter.
Sura y'okubiri.
Chapter 2.
Onyo olwokusatu.
From verse 3.
Mpaka olwokutaano.
And 5.
Yonna oli ejjinja kwe twajjibwa.
He is the rock from which you are cut.
Era nga.
And.
Naffe ng'amayinja amalamu.
We as living stones.
Tugatta wamu okuzimbira ennyumba ey'omwoyo.
We join together to build a spiritual house.
Naye ng'agamba.
But he says.
Nti abamu ku bazimbi baagaana ejjinja lino.
Some of the builders rejected this stone.
Mwe muli ba malayika abaagwa.
Involving the fallen angels.
Abagobera Sitaani.
As they followed the devil.
n'abantu bonna abaganye okudda eri
omuzabbibu
bonna bamaze okwejja ku bulamu era babbiddwa
sitaani
batwaliddwa mu kufa ne mu
kuzikirira
okw'ennyanja ey'omuliro gye bagenda osambisiza
emyoyo
so ebintu bino biringa
ebyokusaaga
ebikolebwa wansi
w'enjuba
naddala nga twogera ku
by'obulamu
ebyobulamu si byogerwako mu butuufu
bwayoonna
ekyogerwa ku bulamu wansi bw'enjuba
kikyamuokujjako
nga kikomyewo mu kigambo
kyanaye
ebisigadde bubadde
bulimbamu
era ng'abantu batambulira wansi
w'okuzikirira
yesu yebazibu
bw'owulira
amannya ag'obuvuuzi agali wansi
w'enjuba
nga bw'owulira bakugamba nti ensolo eribeerako amannya
ag'obuvuuzi nti
tulina life insurance
that we have life insurance
eyogenda
gyejja
forever living
forever living
nga ddagala ngulienda kuyamba obeerewo ennaku
a medicine is going to help you live forever
tekisoboka
it's impossible
what you is human rights management commission
there organizations like human rights commission
tebasobola kuwa wadde demerere
get you any single right
but ora abakuwa demerere akuri
abisiyana kuwadde to commit homosexuality they claim they give any rights
eddembe ly'okugyamu embuto
the right to abort
bamala ne beefaananyizaako bwe ddembe ly'ebisolo
after they claim the rights for animals
tewali ddembe nga tomaze kujja kumanya mazima
right except you've come not truth
bona amanya amazima gakola
when you know the truth
gakufuula wa ddembe
it sets you free
naye bw'oba ng'olimu ebyo ng'oli mu
ddembe
oyinza okuba olina eddembe ly'okulya emmere naye mu netunafuna ddembe likubeezaawo ennaku
zonna
okyayinza osibibwa mu ggeene essaawa
yonna
ne bakusiba mu
kkomera
kati gw'oyinza ovaana oku nsingo olowooza obadde
n'eddembeeritambula
okulya
to eat
genda mu ndongo
going to the disco
mumagombe bajja kusiba tolina ddembe
hell they will imprison you have no freedom there
wagana okumanya amazima
you refuse to know truth
songa yakugamba Yokana
he told you in John
tibona amanya amazima
that when you know the truth
amazima gana kufuruwe
the truth will set you free
so teri muntu alina ddembe wansi wanjuba
freedom and rights under the sun
kujja konga amazima manya amazima Kristo Yesu
known the truth the Lord Jesus Christ
yafuna sirwe ndufu yobwa katonda
he's going to kiss the rightful seal of God
sirwe yomoyo mutukufu
the seal of the Holy Spirit
musilinga kubula mu butagwa
which seals them upon eternal life
ni teri wa ddembe
but nothing no one is free
okujja kuyo ategedda so njagala otutegeeza abantu abali wansi
w'enjuba
nti wano temulowooza nti mulina
eddembe
okujjako nga mumaze okutegeera
amazima
naye nga tewali
ddembe
era naye ayogera ng'agamba tewali ddembe
ery'omubi
naye bwe tuba tulaba tulaba tulina
eddembe
omuntu saba awulira n'eddembe
ly'ovuma abuse another
no kuwemula
even to speak vulgar
muni muna ulire dembe lyo kutto
businga yala banine and they feel freedom free to kill
waji
waliwa mateka guys wajibu
they are laws they released
get dembe lyo
of the human rights and freedom
kachigambi waji omuntu ayizo kuba ye wali asinza misimu
and they say someone will worship demons
and
yeah, you worship the living God. Everyone has freedom to do whatever they want, not to intervene in another's business. That's the kingdom of the beast, the kingdom of the devil.
And
healthy here in the life, they've missed everything right there.
As
they to officiate number 666 open,
bakugamba olina otolerating n'abantu bonna
told you have to tolerate all people
okkiriza okubeera n'abali b'ebisyaga
be with homosexuals
babbi bikibyo
thieves the robbers
eddiini zonna zikkiriza buli omu abeere ne munne
each one embrace another
bwakabaka bwa sitaani bugenda okukolera bwe bubadde bubikola ebbanga
going to do that and it's been doing that all along
bino mu ddembe lyakusinza tewali
freedom of worship is nothing like that This is of the devil. To lie to people, they have a freedom of worship. What you worship, you know nothing of. Worshipping your very own prison, which is heading you to death.
Destruction, worshipping your destruction.
You have freedom to worship whatever you want.
Bible
says
that
God worships under the heavens and in the entire heavens.
Now they
find you worshipping your own things on this world. Things are in the healthy sector. But the Lord Jesus, He gave us life. And seeing out,
it's
the Spirit cut from Himself and gave us.
It's
try to be filled with life and light. But we ourselves don't know ourselves.
Well,
under the sun,
the falsehood
concerning your real life.
There's
much falsehoods.
Most
say we began from our mother's wombs. Other life show we sprung from, we originated from different mountains.
Now,
concerning your life, falsehood under the sun is amazing. Before we speak of the life of the body you clothe,
we are
about to speak of it.
When we
the devil came to just lie, to steal, to kill and destroy,
we began
to see of this life. We shall see how he steals it.
He
doesn't even pay you, except to lie you.
He
steals his light to you and steals you from there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
John 1:1. Era waatali ye, tewakolebwa kintu na kimu ekyakolebwa. Obulamu bwali mu ye, obulamu ne buba omusana gw'abantu.
Himself is life. And the Spirit gotten from him to be given us. We do appear in heavens and earth. All spirits in heavens and earth. All of them, it's the life he gave us. It's our looking outside as that we can see. That's the spirit of you who is inside.
All parts,
as you see them on the body, legs, hands, toes, everything. But you are a spirit. You clothe the combat of the body. But you're filled with light. You are all shining. You don't even know how you appear. You don't know yourself. Now concerning stealing,
he
passed through the lying he uses and he moved on to steal us. Life was in him. Life became the light of man.
Every
creation you see that you can look and see.
If
what has not seen by the eyes, but it hears you, it grows. It has the life of Christ in it. But because of not understanding,
we
not realize what really is life.
But
head of the beast showing the false health is moving on to move in this world.
When
we touch ourselves and we say, I'm still living alive. But who are you? Have you even ever seen yourself?
Our
falsehood is under the sun. Even your life and its beginning, you don't remember. And the Father moves on to say, in Jeremiah 1:4-5,
Yeremiya essuula esooka olunyiri olw'okuna. Yeremiya essuula esooka n'olunyiri olw'okuna.
Jeremiah 4:1. Jeremiah 1:4.
Awo ekigambo kya Mukama ne kinjigira nti bwe nnali nga sinnakubumba mu lubuto nakumanya era nga tonnava mu lubuto nakutukuza, nkutaddewo okuba nabbi eri amawanga.
Bwe twali nga tunaba kubanga tuteekebwa mu mbuto
zaffe,
era tuva mu ggulu nga Bafilipi 3:20.
That our home is in heaven. The falsehood is on this earth concerning our life. After reading Philippians 3:20, that our home is in heaven. Falsehood we've seen in the initial first head we saw. It shows we have mountains we originated from. That all nations we originated from.
So
now our lives got to be confused so much.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen. But
we were there with the Father. And we
are
put in the following creatures. We have gotten us to be brought on this world. And in 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 7. It say we brought nothing on this world. And we shall go back with nothing.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But now falsehood on this world concerning your real life. But Christ as our life,
the
one we began with above the heavens, whom we were gotten from. Our journey has stretched to be more and broad like that. But by the schemes of the devils, we didn't understand where our lives came from and where it's meant to end. Your life began to be false under the sun and for lying. Have you understood?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Are we together? It is like this. We existed according to Psalms 90. And we were there. But what surprises most, we are shown that we began on this world.
And
we began in our mother's womb. The Father convicts in your us. According to Psalms
90.
Let's read and hear.
Zaburi ya 9 n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Psalms 90 from verse 1.
Mukama, gwe wali kifo kyaffe eky'okutuulamu mu mirembe gyonna, ensi nga tezinnazaalibwa era nga tonnabumba nsi n'ebintu. Okuva mu mirembe gyonna okutuusa mirembe gyonna gwe Katonda.
You heard what happened? We were where the Father is before we came here. Our life is of olden days and years. What surprises most? Our life was created to live eternally. That's why they to be in the lake of fire. The devil whom he has stolen, he has killed those who head into destruction. They too will be there forever. And they are being melted and burnt all their days. They
have
been created to live forever.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, when
we get back to you of the real life, from the head of the beast of the healthy, of the which is false, which moves under the sun, we pray God light for you the light.
You
know that you are a person of old years. Before you even came in your mother's womb, the Father knew you and you were with him. You are a person who has lived many years.
You think
your life has begun in your mother's womb. You can't fight for eternal life. For you don't understand yourself. Of your life, you don't know it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Let's move on to Psalms 90.
Zaburi esula ya 9 n'olunyiriri lwa 3.
Psalms 90 verse 3.
Osindika abantu mu kuzikirira. Era oyogera nti muddeeyo mmwe abaana b'abantu. Kubanga emyaka 10 mu maaso go giringa olwajjo olwayita. Era ng'ekisimuka ky'ekiro. Obatuwalira ddala nga mukoka balinga otulo. Enkya balinga omuddo ogumera. Enkya guloka gumera. Akawungeezi nga gusaliddwa era nga guwotose.
Egyo gye mbiri gyatuwa.
Those are the bodies he gives us.
Obulamu bwagyo obutono nnyo.
Its life is very minimal.
Naye nga ate ffe tuli badda.
Yet we are of all in years.
Zaburi ya 9 olunyi lwa 7.
Psalms 90 verse 7.
Kubanga obusungu bwo butumalawo era bw'onyiiga ne tweraliikirira. Otadde obutali butuukirivu bwaffe mu musana gw'amaaso go. Ebi byaffe eby'ekyama mu musana gw'amaaso go. Kubanga ennaku zaffe zonna ziyita mu busungu bwo. Emyaka gyaffe giggwaawo ng'ekirowoozo. Ennaku z'emyaka gyaffe gy'emyaka 7. Era naye amaanyi gaweza emyaka 8.
Nti ddala bwe tugezaako mu maanyi g'emmere
in the strength of food
tuwezaako 7
ku 8.
Kubanga ayina obulamu bwe yali atadde mu mmere.
There is a life he had put within food.
Okugezaako okukuuma omubiri gwaffe mu mmere ne mu middo.
And the food and the grass.
Naye ate twesiŋŋaanya.
But we found ourselves.
Nani sitaani n'emiddo nayo gyo yagibba.
Even the devil stole all the grass. And the
house.
He's about to steal and claim to himself all the food.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
How sun and health is going to be hard under the sun.
Right
being doesn't know their life where they came from. The life of their body, they don't know it. Even what was given him to help his body. The devil wrapped them and claimed them. Yet we can use the divine authority of God, the Holy Spirit,
and
rub back the things from the hands of the devils.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Zaburi 9.
Psalms 90.
Zaburi ya 9 n'olunyiriri 10. Ennaku z'emyaka gyaffe gy'emyaka 7 era naye amaanyi gaweza emyaka 8. Naye amalala gaabwe kwe kutegana n'okunakuwala kwereere. Kubanga gayita mangu naffe ne tubula. Ani amanyi obuyinza obw'obusungu bwo? N'okunyiiga nga gw'ogwanira okutiibwa. Otuyigirize tubale bwe tutyo ennaku zaffe. Tulyoke tufune omutima omugezigezi.
Nti singa twali tusobola okubala.
If we could count.
Ebbanga lye twasooka okumala.
The time we outlived before.
Nga tetunnaba kuleeta mu mubiri
gwe. Before we brought in the fresh.
Tusobola okuddamu amagezi.
We can get back to sanity.
Ne tutandika olwanirira obulamu.
And we begin to fight for our lives.
Oba ddala nga tumaze
obulamu. The real life after we've gone revealed of it.
Naye olw'okuba obulimba buli wansi w'enjuba.
Because falsehood is under the sun.
Bikwatagana n'ebyobulamu bw'abantu.
Concerning the healthy of people and life.
Oba obulamu bw'obutonde.
Or the life of the creations.
Tetugezaako wadde obulwanirira.
We don't dare try to fight for it.
Kubanga amaanyi gaffe gaggyibwawo.
Our strength is taken away.
Nga tuliyita mu bulamu buno obw'obulimba.
As we pass through this shadow of falsehood life.
Oba system y'omutwe gw'ebyobulimba eby'abasitaani.
System of the head of the devils.
Omutwe gw'ensolo gw'omusaayi.
The seventh head of the beast.
Baakusimbako nnyo amakanda.
They emphasize and put emphasis on it so much.
Obutakkiriza muntu yenna kumanya y'ani obulamu bwe kiki.
Any person who they are and what is their life.
Yes, you have
raised Jesus.
Amen.
Even the Father had said this.
And
expected us to get back home.
And
be in eternal life as He created us. According to Ephesians chapter 1, from verse 3.
To
reach in verse
5.
Yeebazibwe Katonda Kitaawe wa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo eyatuwa buli mukisa gwonna ogw'omwoyo mu bifo eby'omu ggulu mu Kristo. nga bwe yatulondera mu ye ng'ensi tennaba kutondebwa.
Nti yatulondera dda eri mu ye ng'ensi tennaba
kutondebwa. That he chose in us in him before the world was created.
So bw'atugamba nti yatumanya.
When he says in you us.
Nga tunawa kujja mu lubuto lwa mama.
Before we got in our mother's womb.
Dala kituufu twali eri.
It's true, we are right up there.
Era bwe tubalabalamu emyaka gyaffe.
And when we count our years.
Yetwasoko okumala eyeggulu n'esinga
tebinakubaawo. We speak about the heavens before heavens and earth leave.
Tusobola okuddamu ku magezi.
We can get back to sanity.
Tutandika okulwanirira okubeerawo.
We begin to fight to live forever.
Lwaka kati olaba.
Now you see.
Tumala emyaka twegamba tegiwera na myaka.
We don't even spend years.
Muntu mutono nnyo bambi. Myaka ataano kiko kinaana.
50 to 80 years.
Kintu kitono nnyo ekyo. Okubanga okivudde mu bakufeze n'ozikirira.
That they call you for those years and you just get destroyed.
Omyaka gye twasooka okubeerayo.
On the years we lived before.
Songa tulina nakuddayo tubeerereyo ddala ebbanga.
Yet we have to go back and live there forever.
Niyo olwo ennamba erukankaga
mu mukaaga. But by the number 666.
Etambulidde wansi w'okulimba.
Moved under the lies of the devils.
Okubba.
To steal.
Okutta n'okuzikiriza.
To steal and destroy.
Ekigambo ekyo kulimba kye kikulembeddemu byonna.
What lying is what leads all the others.
Kubanga agenda okubba ng'akulimba.
As is to steal is already lied to you.
Akutta.
He kills you.
Yeno bagamba ogenda kubeera wena kuzikiriza.
When he tells you you're going to live forever.
N'akuzikiriza.
He destroys you.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
So ebigambo ebyo.
Now those words.
Ebiraga gye twasooka okubeera.
Show where we lived before.
Bigezaako tubulisiza obulamu obwaddala.
Try to reach us in the real life and lighten us.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Amen.
Tuvulanga yomwe mtu kumukunyonyola.
That's why when the Spirit explains.
Ube Efesiye sura esooka.
In Ephesians 1.
Ayongera tugamba ebigambo.
He tells us these words now.
Abe Efesiye sura esooka n'olunyi lwa kuna.
Ephesians 1 verse 4.
Nga bwe yatulondera mu ye ng'ensi tennaba kutondebwa. Fo kubeera abatukuvu abatalina kabi mu maaso ge mu kwagala. Bwe yatwawula edda okumufuukira abaana ku bwa Yesu Kristo nga bwe yasiima olw'okwagala kwe.
Nti yatwawula dda okumubeerera
abaanaekatiraba
gye tuli
tutegeera
bintu byebyatwagaza
abaala
balina n'eddiini ezibagamba bagenda kubeera
wano
like
the Jehovah's.
They're going to
live in the garden of God on this world.
You can live forever in the paradise of God on the earth.
You can live forever in the paradise
of God on the earth.
When you preach heaven to them, it's a battle. The issue of the life was captured by the kingdom of the beast, the kingdom of the devil.
They
have not got from the head of that beast.
All forever living.
They are releasing medicine calling it forever living. All of them are in the same kingdom of the beast.
Now,
you find your pastor or prophets and he's the one spearheading selling the forever living product. Now can they preach Jesus to you? We speak open. The pastor Kayanja is the one in those things and Jessica Kayanja.
But these people are
abusing that they are not doing it.
Kakati omuntu bamara okuwa eddagala forever living.
That is forever living product.
Asobola okubuulira Yesu nti yagenda okuwa obulamu bwe
ennaku zonna. Can they preach you that Jesus will give you life forever?
Era weebuuze bafugibwaki?
Ask yourself what is reigning over them.
N'okutuuka obutajjamu wadde ensonyi okutunda eddagala eriri bweri.
Shame, sell medicine like that.
Kulimba kwennyini, olimba otya
omuntu?
Buli ddagala ly'enkuwa lyakubeerawo ennaku
zonna. That the medicine I'm to give you to live forever.
Mwenamu okujjako obusiru bw'okunsi kuno.
The foolishness upon the world.
Kubalikozesa baliwo abawangaddewo.
They have lost forever living products who have lived forever.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Okujjako obusiru bw'ensi n'obuzibu bw'amaaso.
And the blindness upon this world.
Ani alikozesa n'abeerawo.
Who uses forever living products and lives forever.
Katikitigiza abantu abo balimba ddala.
Means those people are total liars.
Musumba muli balimba
kundi mwe. Pastor, you are liars.
tuyinza kufera mu
you can't con someone
ogenda kubera
na kuzo live forever
ngakoyisa bizigo
and they use those herbs and products
nomnga nywe bidagala bino bibi ogenda kubera
this and this you live forever
buno bwe bulimbo mu kusokeba kobo inzoka bibira
ko the lies you can check
omanyana mugera mugamba bogera nyo kubana
the people that we speak so much of the others
kwanji
praise Jesus brethren all who entered those groups even when someone entered in clothing decent when they entered those campaigns they began to clothe funny even old women put on leggings now
abali barabiye ko ku kadi za TNC zaso kezali ngeza green
the first TNC cards
ezali ngeza green
which were green in color
zabiranga kensoronge ile watiro
beast with wings upon it
era bubogi ineyo tukusaba ogitulirire
ku have it we ask you bring it for us we see
nali ngirina kedda wali wo Uganda gwe najijjako nga tukyasoma
the brother that going from
nali yabiyingira munajinde
entered it and brought it for me
emuga gwe nitanze nkubuli
I told them bring it I tell you
namugamba nti bali nakensoro kubanze nalembi manyi
did tell him they had a piece of
we yagire tanange nezije yo bible
when they brought it out I brought the bible out
nemusomeze nsoro ngeri kuri yenyeni
talk of the beast on the card
waji
praise Jesus this challenge is in all people within business many times when people begin businesses they get names but many times the devil gives them names through Urim and others don't know what they mean and we wind up being in Hosea fighting with God now you look at some of the product lifeguards and wonder how they got the life the other names their business but the name abuses God now who watches over our life who guards it if it never watches over the watchmen watch in vain
erabo atazimba bazimba bazimba
never builds the builders build in vain
kichuizo kugamba
what we can tell you
let it kugana mwa bakozise ebintu
don't refuse who use those things
aye newo nyobori mwezo obori mufumbe
bya what whether you are what
abali munsi
people in the world
subawo mwenge bafe
let's give them alcohol to die
njogera bwete
I speak like this
musiru siru muwo mwenge azikiri
give a full alcohol to get destroyed with it
natubagana mwa bali munsi
we don't refuse in the world
because it's such a muita life guard
you use what you claim to be lifeguard
nefe mboroko litukura butukiri
he in salvation we work righteousness
atanna kutuka kuwasha
they will not reach to marry
nateka tunakugamba go say life guard yogera jiko sana
we tell you to use lifeguard with who
now atana bafumbi
even you so married
nebo yingirense
but if you enter the world
mutandi sibikoro bwenzi
as began to act immoral good morality go test and die
tunakukona yes he was
raised Jesus
neno tumanyika kati neba na kumanya bizibo biri
mu problems are in this world
oli mufumbo ne mufumbo
you are married with your wife or husband
ozikonga kuzala ku kupata wanyi
this bad thing you want
kwagara bintu bya kuzala
you want this of giving back
nemuge namtandikire
into begin to begin to use those things
eh chara ifugard
the life guard aspects
kulina guarantee nti itao
we don't have a guarantee at
person wabura because of womubiri
except of the body
mrambo womubiri
life of the body
na yele tugenda kuganti kwe murokoleko
you cannot tell you born again
ntigendo ujikoze sana ugenda jukoisa nani
you're going to use it with who
mpozi soko tubulira mulwatu nzinze ndi mwenzi
maybe first tell us openly that me I am an immoral person
nafe tunakuwa magezi ujira weta sanera
shika we shall advise you keep saving yourself with the lifeguard
sali ne condom ndi kwagala
jina la lifeguard
si lifeguard
it's not a lifeguard it's a condom it's not a lifeguard
ejiga mu lifeguard mchijie ko
what lifeguard take it away
condom.
Call it a condom
usoka ngana kuja na utubulira na kukukuzi
you first always come and tell us on the pulpit
manda nzende mwezi
friends me I'm
on the pulpit okuyamba yamba nemefuna
ndwa. What can I do to help myself not get sick?
Nafe tujja kubulira
ekyo. We shall tell you what to do.
Naye onaafuna otya obuvumu obwo?
How will you get that boldness?
Tujja kugamba negenda omaleka kozesa kukondo.
Tell you go and use the condom.
Endwadde y'ekibi yakusse.
The sickness of Eve has already killed you.
Weyambeyambe mubiri olimate kubeera ng'oyisibwa bubi.
Yourself in the pot not to be affected.
Ate ng'endwadde y'ekibi yakusse ogenda mu kuzikirira.
The sickness of sin has killed your head into destruction.
Kakati neewuunya.
How I wonder.
Ng'ogenda protecting abulamu naye ng'endwadde y'ekibi ey'obwenzi yakusaanyizza.
Your life but this, the disease of sin has already killed you of immorality.
Sitani mweyembe mbwe okuumya obulamu otambula oyendodde
endwadde
y'ekibi ekyo kyokoze
yakumazeewo
ogenda
kubinyonyokaukyayinayo
ennaku
zaffenaye
olwaleero
tugenda
kuba tukomako
subira
obulamu bwe buli obw'omwoyo
obutegeddetwagala
agenda kujja enkya tunyonnyole obulamu obw'omubiri
guno
engeri gye yatumanya nga tunaba kuba mu lubuto
lwamaera
bwe yatuleeta n'atubikkako omubiri
guno
n'agukola bulungi nnyo n'awandika ebitundu byonna
eby'omubiriera
nga mu kukulabirira yategeka wabweru amazzi
empewo emmere
emidde omuli eddagala asobole okukulabirira gwali omwoyo gugube kubanga gwe tegwetaaga ebyo eddagala
Spirit never needs that.
Medicine.
It eats the word.
Most have
not given it food.
Akade ekizibu ekiriwo nti newankubadde ati n'omubiri yali
yagukutegekera
n'agutegekera n'ebyokozesa era nabyo lyaggyamu obubbi bwa
sitaani
olyoka otegeera ebyobulamu gye bikoma
mukama
akuwa omukisa
webale kujja.